All right. Well, we get set up for our next presenter. I'm going to go ahead and do a recap and a pre-cap. The recap is not just to tell you what you missed out on. You actually can see these videos by going to the FOSSTEM website. So if any of these sound good to you and you happen to miss them before, you can always go back and see them later. For those of you wondering, yes, this is indeed a spatula. We make do. So our first presentation today was by Mosh Lee. She gave us a practical talk on the lessons from the IPFS ecosystem on decentralizing the web. After that, we had David Thompson talk about a proposal to re-architect web browsers as minimal WASM runtimes using safe modular extensions and functionality to reduce centralization. Then Jakosha gave us showed us a demonstration of Akupa, which is an open source project that fetches content via BitTorrent over Tor to mitigate centralization and censorship. And then Uzgan Uz gave us a defense of GNU PG that frames user-owned cryptographic keys as the defense against digital feudalism. After that, Harry Halpin and Alexis Russo did a presentation on NimVPN, which is a decentralized mixnet that covers traffic and packet mixing to defeat global passive surveillance. After that, Hendrik talked about a technical introduction to ZKTLS and TLS Notary, which utilizes multi-party computation and zero-knowledge proofs to allow proof of authenticity for private HTTPS data. Jeremy Rand from Namecoin talked about how the Namecoin blockchain can replace centralized CAs to provide a decentralized PKI for Tor and web and regular web browsers. And finally, Morgan just showed us Gosling, a Rust-based protocol for building decentralized P2P applications that inherit both the metadata resistance and anonymity of Tor Onion services. Moving on, after this, we're about to see Luzgen. He's going to talk about a radical peer-to-peer code collaboration. That's going to go from 12:45 to 1:35, or 13:15. I guess I'll start. Or, yeah, sorry, 13:15. Then we're going to have PeerGhost capability-based access control for an encrypted web from 13:15 to 13:45. After that, we'll have OCAPIN, the secure decentralized protocol of the future, from 13:45 to 14:10. We'll have IRO P2P connections from 14:10 to 14:35. We'll have NextGraph E2EE, decentralized platform and framework, from 14:35 to 15:05. We'll do Walkaway Stack, radical infrastructure, independent peer-to-peer systems, from 15:05 to 15:35. Then we'll have Reticulum RS, porting the trustless mesh from Python to Rust, from 15:35 to 16:05. We'll have Qual.net, Internet Independent Wireless Mesh Communication App, from 16:05 to 16:30. And then we'll finish off with multi-relay chat messaging and cryptographic identities with Delta Chat and Chatmail relays from 16:30 to 16:55. And then I will be doing a little closing talk at from 16:55 to 17. So that's what we have kind of going on for the rest of today. We have a couple more minutes. We're going to go and wait till the exact start time to get started officially, just for those who are checking in on the stream and wanting to watch that way. So give us just about 60 more seconds, and I'll go ahead and introduce to you Lawrence.